setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So there was a multi-vehicle crash that happened last month in Colorado, not here locally. Cops showed up. Driver who was at fault was drunk, hammered, right?
Not good.
Not
That's
good at all.
That's the first part of the setting the bar. Don't do that.
Right. He even bragged about it.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's why this is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without telling cops, it's okay, I'm a professional drinker.
Oh, I'm a professional drinker?
When you get into a drunk driving accident, you're doing okay. Thankfully, no one was injured in the crash.
That's good.
That's why we're talking about it. Listen to this.
How much have you had to drink tonight, man?
Probably 10.
10 drinks?
9.
Cool. Do you want to do roadsides? You already told me you're 10 drinks, Steve, right? You're pretty drunk.
Hey.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, like, I'm a professional drinker.
Okay.
All right. I mean, the officer was like, I mean, do you want to do a roadside? I mean, you took 10 drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, the officer's
he's
like,
being
yeah.
being truthful. At least he's offering up.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right, yeah. Blew a .326.
Ooh.
4 times the legal limit.
Wow.
So, yeah. Again, drunk driving kills. Don't do it.
Yeah, we're not making light of it.
No.
But that's just the fact that this guy was very bold.
And bragging that he is a professional drinker.
No such thing.
There is no such thing as that. Yeah, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.